This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم من يعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome again to our Tuesday night program. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah made it easy, facilitated, gave us a space, gave us the internet, gave us the mic, gave us the ability for all of us to come. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Two more classes next week and the... Actually, only next week. Yeah, the week after I'm not going to be here. So only next week, inshallah. And then after Ramadan, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life, we will continue bi-idhnillah. Most important thing, there's only 2 weeks left for Ramadan. Today is the 15th of Sha'ban. So Allah knows it's going to be 29 or it's going to be 30. Question for everybody, what did you prepare? Especially for the youth, you're going to be in your school, life is going to be the same. For those of you who work, life will be the same. Nothing changed, but a lot of things changes. What did you prepare? What is your to-do list in Ramadan? I'm not talking about food. I'm not talking about seeing people. I'm not talking about Taraweeh. Because alhamdulillah, everybody, all the masajids now are telling you what to do, the time. This is taken. What are you going to do? What is your plan in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to make this one different? And I told you last week, but I'm going to remind you this week, and I'm reminding myself before everyone, is write a note. And on the top of the note, wherever you want to write the note, and best is to stick it in a place where you keep seeing it and say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going to be the best Ramadan of my life. And if Allah decided to take me tomorrow, He knows I was sincere and He will reward me. And this is needs planning. And number two, need change, shift. Can't keep doing what you are doing and you think that Ramadan will be the best. It's not going to be this way. Two and three, what are you going to be giving up for the sake of Allah, for Ramadan, other than food and drink, which everybody is doing it. What special thing you will all give up, and mothers before the daughters, and youth before the adult, what will you be giving up? One advice, social media. Forget it. You believe me, you're not gonna die. Nothing is gonna happen. All your friends will know you are not. Send them a note. Keep YouTube because there's a lot of education material comes on YouTube. Everything else. Or if you really, really need it, make sure it is maximum 30 minutes in a day. You have to give up something. Invitations, people come and eat. Ramadan, Allah didn't create it for this. Allah created Ramadan للتقوى, to get close to Him, to be attached to Him. So prepare, it's only 2 weeks. Prepare yourself, everyone, those of you who work, if you can take time off, take time off. This is the time you take time off. Vacation is vacation from dunya. That's how I call it. Not vacation from work. Vacation from dunya so I can prepare for my akhir. So please work on this and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Number one, may Allah give us life to live. To get to there. Don't take it for granted. How many people died? My friend just texted me yesterday. Her cousin in her 40s, sudden death. Done. No Ramadan. No preparation. Nothing. So alhamdulillah, fallahi ya Rabbi, ameen. And that's why you always have to make this dua. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us life to live to Ramadan. That's number one thing you want. And then if Allah, inshallah, ya Rabbi, ameen, He's al-Kareem, will give you this, then make the best of it. The best of it. Use the opportunity. So what I'm going to be talking today, it's titled Feeling. Why did I call it Feelings? It's feelings, actually. It's more than one. Why it's feelings? Why to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to have feelings. Bismillah. No idea. Really. Have you ever connected with somebody? Yes? Who do you connect with? Yeah, come on, don't be shy. Who do you always are in you're connecting. Connecting, I'm doing this because that's how we are these days, right? Huh? So I can't hear you. Yeah, but who do you use your phone to connect to who? And what's the feelings toward these friends? Love, we covered love, right? One whole, we talked about love. So number one, you want to connect with Allah, love Him. And we covered this in detail. What is the second thing you are connected with someone or you are keen to connect with someone? You need something from them that goes with the love. Why do you connect them? Why do you, okay, let me give you a clue. Because I want you to think of it this way. Why do you, if your son or daughter didn't show up at 8 o'clock, which they normally do, why do you text them? Because you're worried about them. Why do you keep telling your mom, text her and tell mom, don't, I'm not going to say the word, but you're going to say, you know what? I need to text her. Otherwise she will be about what? She's afraid that something is or has or will happen to me. To reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is, and it's beautifully in Imam Ibn al-Qayyim in this book, he said, you need to have three feelings. Three feelings. No, you cannot do it one. And he actually gave you the parable of a bird. So now you can know it right away. He said, it's three feelings. Like a bird flying to Allah. These three feelings will take me to Allah. The top, the head of the bird is love. And I want you all to memorize this. Because without head, the bird is dead. So the essence of my connection and relationship with Allah is love. And we again covered this in detail. Now the bird has two wings. And one of them is fear. And the other one is hope. The bird will not fly with one of them. Have you seen a bird flying with one wing? No. Why? Why? Because that's how Allah created them. Right? So the two wings is fear and hope. If I am too afraid all the time, the bird is dead. And if I am hopeful all the time, the bird is dead. And if there is no love, there is no bird, actually, because there is no head. This is you and me with Allah. So each one of you, look and say, between you and Allah, don't say it to people. It's you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one you have? Or let's ask ourselves, all of us, myself, number one. Am I a bird that is flying to Allah? Are we birds flying to Allah? Yes or no, or I don't know. Yes? How many say yes? You're hesitant because you've never heard this. That's okay. So very few says birds. What about the rest? I don't know. Alhamdulillah, I'm saying this. So for those of you who said, I am a bird flying to Allah, do you have the three elements? Do you really have the head of love? And we talked about it. And when you love someone, you miss them. You sacrifice for them, you give them without asking, you obey them, you miss them. Do you have it? Then you come to the wings. Which one we have? Most of us, if not everybody. Hope. 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 We live with, and this is going to make it very easy, bi-idhnillah. Allah always used this, but He doesn't use the wings, but He used them together. The two concepts. Fear, when He talks about His punishment, and I get afraid. And hope, when He talks about forgiveness, and I get hopeful. And He always put them together. Look into the Quran. Write this note when you're in Ramadan reading the Quran. See if there is a place in the Quran. Allah mentioned punishment alone without hope somewhere. Maybe not exactly in the same ayah, but in that page. I need them both. Most of us live with, and Allah used these two words, iqabun alim or iqabun shadeed or adabun alim, severe punishment, and maghfira, and hopeful, and forgiveness. Most of us live with which wing? Hope. You talk to them and tell you, Allah ghafurun rahim, don't make it hard. And I immediately respond to myself, by the way, because myself say this to me, not to people. It's like, why you're making it too hard? What is the big deal? Allah is ghafurun rahim. I just slept and I didn't pray. You say this to yourself. Okay, immediately it comes to me. And what are you going to do with Shadidul Iqab? What are you going to do when he said he has severe punishment? It's both. They come together. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. What we are telling you, Ya Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, I'm paraphrasing a verse in the Quran. What has been said to the prophets before you? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, your Lord, لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٌ. He is forgiving. He owns forgiveness. It? وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And he has severe punishment. Both. So remember the bird. Walking to Allah, I love Allah, I want Jannah, I want Him to be pleased with me. Beautiful words and beautiful statements. May Allah make me truthful. I'm flying. I need to love Him and I need to fly with this. So what is the word fear in the Quran? In English, unfortunately, it's only one word. It's only fear. Translated. And I looked actually at all the, normally I don't look at translation, but today I looked at them. And it's all translated as fear. In Arabic, in Arabic, there is four words. Do you know that? Four words in Arabic translated to only same, which is fear. Simply because the English language is much more narrower than the Arabic language. So what are the words that Allah used in the Quran, for those of you who know Arabic, that all translated to fear? Khawf is number one, fear. Second, خشية, translated as fear. I'm going to come to it. هي خشية. I can't hear you. No. رهبة. And the fourth one? The scary one, actually. No. وجل. وجل. I'll translate it for everybody. So the first one is fear, which the norm is خوف is fear. Second one is خشية, fear with awe, not awe from the punishment, awe of him. I am afraid. رهبة, you are afraid of him and his punishment. Now وجل, the only way I'm going to translate is I'm going to give you an example. Have you seen a pot with boiling water? What happens to the top of the container or the top of the pot? Moves and you hear the, that's wajal. It's actually a description of the heart. When Allah's name is mentioned or when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited, the heart should be like the pot. May Allah give us one day. He does. I am sure. Remember me when this happens. One day in Ramadan, you will have it. Almost everybody. Almost everybody. And especially if you ask Allah to give it to you. He will. Once you hear the Quran, even if you don't understand, I've seen it with people who don't know Arabic, is it penetrates your heart and some feelings comes inside. And literally you start. Have you seen people when they are praying and they're doing this? That's wajal. Their heart is moving, literally. And then your body moves. By the way, everything starts from the heart. So let's start one by one and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time will give us. Is fear an option? Is Allah made it an obligation on me to be afraid of him? Yes or no? Or I don't know. How many say yes? The yes is very weak. It's like maybe, but they don't want to say maybe. Right. Now, of course, I'm going to test you, and that's why you're afraid. Because if you say yes, you have to tell me where is it. I'm not going to ask you unless you really know the Quran well. Allah said the following. And this is for, okay, before I say this, how many of you are afraid of people? Afraid of people? Afraid what will they say about you? Afraid what their opinion about me? Huh? Really? You're not afraid of people? Why do I hear differently then? Since I start doing counseling here. We all are afraid of what they think of us. What's their opinion? Do they love me? I'm afraid they don't love me. I'm afraid they don't love me. I'm afraid she hates me. I'm afraid she will or he will. And Allah says, وَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِي. Don't be afraid of people, but be afraid of me. He said it twice, one in Surah Al-Baqarah and one in Surah Ali Imran. Don't be afraid of people. I just quoted actually just before the class, because somebody was talking to me about hijab, and she says, I'm so scared from people. I said, I'm just going to tell you what Allah said. Don't be afraid of people. They cannot hurt me unless Allah wanted or allow it. You cannot hurt me unless Allah allows it. And you cannot benefit me unless Allah allows it. So it's an obligation. Meaning, I have to look at the fear of Allah the same way, and give me your hearts, as I look at salah. Salah is an obligation, and no one disagrees. Ramadan in 2 weeks, if you are not fasting, you're not fasting? Especially when you see a man not fasting, young, which probably, I'm sure they have a reason. But in case we say, well, he's young, I mean, why? And how do you feel? Or you know your friend is not in that time of the month, and then you say, you're not fasting, it's Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep it. Because at least we still have the awe from Ramadan, or of Ramadan. But that's how it should be. Awe of Allah, the fear. So when someone looks at you or me and says, aren't you afraid of Allah? Don't jump at her. Because that's usually what we do. Who are you? Are you teaching me? Look at yourself. On the contrary, you should wait, pull back, and ask, and you say, Ya Rabbi, laka alhamd. Ya Allah, I'm so grateful. You send me someone to remind me. It doesn't matter who is she. Doesn't matter if she is not whatever. But Allah made this word comes to her. It's an obligation. It's not a choice. So the next question for you, and don't answer me. Are you afraid of Allah? Do you really have this fear inside you? You answer yourself. Don't answer to anybody. He knows. Absolutely, he knows how truthful I and you are. But ask yourself. There's people who are going to be very afraid in this dunya. And they are absolutely righteous people. Righteous people. It's a verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Every time I read it, I was like, I wonder, where am I? And the ayah, the verse, it says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those people, and Allah described amazing description, not about salah or fasting, or this external, it's all about internal. They're amazing, 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 amazing. Don't associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is what Allah wants. And then he says, those who does what they are doing, and their hearts trembling, wajal, boiling, that they will be going back to Allah. Sayyidah Aisha asked Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who are these people? I mean, he just praised them. Why Allah is saying this? They're so worried they're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, are those people, literally the hadith, are those people who drink alcohol? Are these people who they do intimate relationship outside marriage? Are these the people who are so worried that they're going to go back to Allah? And he said, لا يا ابنة الصديق. No, the daughter of الصديق, the truthful, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It's not like this. Listen to this one. Those who does all the good deeds, but they are so worried that they may not be accepted. Something we need to be worried. I don't want to use a lot of fear, but I'm going to do it maybe more than my norm because of Ramadan. We need to get ready. Are we ever, ever, and everyone ask yourself, myself number one, when you say assalamu alaikum and assalamu alaikum, do you ever worried if your salah was accepted? Or you say, alhamdulillah, prayed, salati, na'am, and we start running. Do I even take a minute? You know when we take an exam, all of us, when you leave the exam, what do you say? You're thinking, did I do well? I think I didn't do very well. I think this Why did you answer it this way? It should be that way. You all lived it, right? And you're still living it. I'm still living it. But then when I finish my salah, when I put the date in my mouth in 2 weeks, going to say, am I those people who are so worried that Allah will not accept? And then why Allah doesn't accept? There's two reasons. Either I didn't do it right, which alhamdulillah, most of, I think everybody. But the second one is, why did I do it? Did I show, there was any show off in it? Did I brag about it? Did I feel good about it? This they worried about. They felt good about it. Oh, alhamdulillah, I fasted. Oh, I did all Taraweeh. And you leave. They are that worried. When we are so keen about the relationship, we spend time about details. When you write a text message to someone you love or you care about, you read the text message how many times before you send it? And then after you send it, you keep reading. Why did I put this word? They're going to misunderstand it. That's the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's two kinds of fear. You're afraid from the punishment, which we shouldn't. We should be above that. That's how I say to myself. And I'm going to share a couple of things. I put a lot of beautiful, so I don't know how many beautiful I'm going to share with you. The real fear. Okay, how many of you say, I'm really afraid of Allah? Show me hands. Really? Really? Show me hands. It's okay. And then we're going to find out if it's true or false, right? The camera is on me, so don't worry. Right? The real fear. So you said yes. Let's come and say, what is the sign? Who said so? The real fear of Allah. You have it, I have it. When that feeling prevents you from disobedient. When you are in front of something, right? For example, again, you're on preparing your homework, you're Googling something, and something comes out, and you know how many things comes out. And the only reason you didn't look at it or listen to it or watch it is because he's in front of you, Allah, then you have the fear, the real fear. That's how they say this, that the real fear, and I'm just translating, صدق الخوف, truthful fear, is when it stops you, and listen to this one, from any sin, external and internal. Ramadan is a time where the camera literally has to be on your heart. What are you feeling? How are you looking at them? You come to the masjid and she is this or she is that. Or look at her or how she prayed. She's not covered well. Her hair is showing. Don't worry about anybody. Don't worry about anybody. You don't know what's in their hearts. Probably their heart's cleaner than mine. At least she's in the masjid. At least she's praying. That's how I say it all the time. And make dua. If you see something not right, make dua for her or for him. But more importantly, is focus on you. The real truthful fear is when you are. That feeling prevent you. Otherwise, it's a claim. And the fear will keep, what brings fear and what fear leads to, it's like a circle. Fear will lead you to be always what we talked about last week, always with him. You always think of him. SubhanAllah, when I was traveling the last weekend, and everything was so smooth, and I was actually reading, and suddenly the plane went like that. Yeah, and the pilot said, flight attendants, sit down. You know, the next thing is ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Honestly, and it kept going back and forth and back and forth, and nothing worth it that moment. The only thing is your dua. Any, that's it. And I kept saying, at least you're going for pleasure of Allah. You're going to give lectures. You know, alhamdulillah, you were reading this. You're doing, but I don't know when it really is going to come, what I'm going to be doing. And fear will keep you in that circle. You're thinking of him will prevent you. Prevention will make you think of him, he's watching me, and you keep in this circle. Next, so fear is khawf. Next one is called al-ishfaq in the Arabic language. And it's also in the Quran. You feel pity. This is a very nice concept. You feel pity, but not about anybody, not anyone. You feel pity about two things. You and what are you doing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ This is فَطُّور وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ They say, they come to each other, Ya Rabbi, Ameen, all of us. This is the talk of the people of Jannah. Because that discussion is in Jannah. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ They came to each other, you know, say, what brought you here? That concept, that's the concept in Jannah. What brought you here? And they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ We were with our people, with our family, with our community, with ourselves, living with pity. And remember the word pity, this is the best translation. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ And he saved us from the punishment of السموم, one of the rih, one of the winds in Jahannam. What did they do? What is pity? They say two things. You're afraid, but you are afraid with feelings of love to yourself. It's a combo. You're afraid, but you're also feeling, why did I do that? You're talking to yourself. You're not blaming yourself. You're asking yourself. And it's usually feeling of love and feeling of compassion. And the first thing is you're going to look at yourself. This is a very common example. When you wake up in the morning, especially in Ramadan, and you missed your Fajr, and don't tell me people don't do that. They do. And in Ramadan, for some reason, walillah alhamd, and always ask Allah, if he gave you that, to give it to you after Ramadan. Because you don't want to be the person who only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do what he wants in Ramadan. They call them Ubbadu Ramadan. They call them the worshippers of Ramadan. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be on the night of 29th. This masjid is you cannot even put a foot in. And then the day of Eid in the night, the Maghrib is nobody. Where did they go? Allah is still the same. The masjid is still the same. What happened to them? And one of my friends, this is years ago, and I love her so much. And I said, what happened to you? She looked at me and says, I think I'm Ubbad Ramadan. I was like, don't say that. I'm the person who only worship Allah in Ramadan. So the first thing is when you wake up and Fajr, you missed Fajr, the first thing you say to yourself, you feel pity. Don't justify it. Don't say, what is the big deal? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Of course Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But you need to say, how did you miss it? You know when you miss something, people come to you and say, sale, you know, the Black Friday, and everybody is crazy about Black Friday, whether on-site or online, or cyber, whatever they call it, online, also they have a name for it. And you feel so bad. Somebody comes to you and says, what did you buy? I was like, why? I said, oh, I missed it. And how you feel? That's the feeling I need. That's ishfaq. When you come and say, why did I miss it? You talk to yourself because you're pitying yourself. You missed the reward, not miss the salah. You missed the reward. That's al-ishfaq. So number one. Number two, and this is very important for everybody in this masjid. When you are on the right path, and then you change. And you have to be very worried about that. Don't you think the fact I'm sitting in this masjid, that this cannot change? The heart's in the heart, in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turned it the way he wants. And that's why one of the commonest dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was what? Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenak. Ya Allah, who you turn the hearts, keep my heart steadfast. Don't be arrogant. And this is to everybody, young and old. Be very afraid and catch every act of worship you do. Don't belittle it and catch it and hold it and wrap it. Hold to it tightly because people change. I can tell when someone is going to take off her hijab. I see it because it never happens immediately. Never. I've never seen it. It's always gradual. How long, that it depends, but it's usually gradual. You can tell it. And that's what you are. You have to be so worried and afraid that I will change. And what changes is my heart. I don't look at things the same way I looked. And usually what makes you change is two things. Number one is the company, and number two is the company. Who do you spend time with? I mean this. It's a friend of mine. I did see it, and I can see it, and I can see it, and it happened. And when I spoke to her, she blocked me. Because I really love this. I know her very well. She blocked me completely. And I said, Subhanallah, Ya Rabbi Lak Alhamd. So be afraid. Be pity. Pity yourself. Why you are missing opportunities. Be very worried that you may change. So be careful when things around you change, don't change. You change the environment. Don't let the environment change you. You change the environment. Another thing is time. And this is especially in Ramadan. Be so sad when the time you have, you're using it for anything but what pleases Allah. I didn't say only obedience. Pleases Allah. If you are cooking for your family, it pleases Allah, as long as you're not doing it all the time. If you're cleaning your room, it's pleasing to Allah, as long as not all the time. Time is something we really have to hold on, because time is what Allah is going to ask me. وَعُمْرُهُ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ. And his life, what did she spend it with? I'm going to be asked. وَشَبَابَهُ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ. The youth, what did they do with it? Because youth has a lot of potentials to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next one, I don't have a lot of time. Another feeling is fear, is actually al-khushu'a. I'm going to say this because you have to know this. What is khushu'a? You all ask. It's submit and humble and humiliate. It's three meanings for it. You submit, Allahu Akbar. You humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you feel you are humiliated. Have you ever been humiliated? Of course you have. But that's okay, don't show me. How did you feel? How did you feel when you are Allahu Akbar? How did you feel when you are humiliated? This is how I need to feel in front of Allah in my salah. And I'll share a couple of hadiths. And this is to everybody. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looked at someone in salah, a man. And the man was doing this to his beard. What do we normally do? He looked at him and said the following. Please memorize this. He said, if this man's heart submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his external parts will not move. لو خشع الجوارح هذا لو خشع قلب هذا لخشع الجوارح. If your hearts will submit to Allah, will humiliate to Allah, humiliate, I use the word humiliate, because that's how I need to feel, then nothing will move. But if I'm focused on how I look, what the person next to me think of me, then my heart is not with Allah whatsoever. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that's the main one. It's actually Sayyidina Umar. And he was saying, coming to the masjid and acting like you are a khashi', you're humble, is not. It's your heart. Focus on your heart in Ramadan. You will not change unless the heart change. If I can write this in, I don't know in which way, in every heart of yours, I would have done it. Memorizing things will not change you for a short period of time. Coming to the masjid will change you, but for a short of time. When you leave, you'll change. It's when the heart changes. And the heart changes when the feelings change, now connected. When my fear is from him only, when my love is for him only, when I am worried about him only. I just did, yani very recently, I did a counseling with somebody. She was so worried about so many things. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And I said, where is the worry about Allah? She looked at me and I said, Wallahi, if you are worried about what Allah think of all this, what's happening, everything else will fall in place. But we are so worried about people, afraid from people, what they will say about me, what they think of me. I don't have time for Allah. Humbleness. Humiliate yourself. That's feelings. When you stand up here, and this is something for everybody, but especially for women. Why do you think there is time between Adhan and Iqamah? That's a question for everybody. Why did they say Iqamah? Look at here, if you see it. They say Adhan is, let's say, 7:15 and Iqamah 7:30. Why? Why don't they do Adhan and right away Allahu Akbar? Why? Yes. So you get ready. Get ready with what? With what? You're here. You're not coming from your home. You're dressed. Get ready with your heart. What do we do? All of us, what do we do? Talk, check my phone, look at my IG, and I'm going to go and say Allahu Akbar, and I'm going to turn right away, the switch off, and I'm going to be the khashi'. It doesn't work this way. You have to prepare. When you cook, what do you have to do? You have to prepare. You go and get the ingredients. What is the ingredients of khushu' and salah? Remove the distractions. Think of this, any one of you who cook, which I'm sure everybody, or bake, the ingredients for your khushu' and salah, the ingredients when you stand up, your heart start trembling, is remove the distractions. Talking, friends, phone, is all distractions. I see people, Iqama is going on, and she's still on her phone. I make dua for her. I don't say anything. I just make dua. Ya Allah, remove it from her heart. Not from her hand, because she needs it. But remove it from her heart, the attachment. Get ready, prepare yourself. When you come for Taraweeh, spend 5 minutes before Taraweeh, don't talk. Just put your head down and think of yourself as one of the righteous people, and this is hopefully will help you. They said, how do you get the khushu' and salah? Anyone know the answer? He said, when I stand up in salah before Allahu Akbar, I think of myself, listen to this, I think of myself, I'm on the sirat, on the path. Underneath, Jahannam. In the front is Allah waiting for me. On the sides is the sides of Jahannam. Of course I'm focused. That's how I bring it. I need time to disengage. That's what I tell myself. 5 minutes, disengage. He said, Adhan, alhamdulillah, I have time. Turn it off. You're not going to die. Wallahi, you're not going to die. Turn it off. Don't talk to everybody. Say to the person who doesn't know, I'll talk to you after. That's what I say to people. And they're all very nice and sweet. They have questions. I said, can I do it after salah? They all say yes. What is wrong with that? Last but not the least, just because of the time, we have 7 minutes, which is the best part, to me at least. It's a raja, the second wing. The second wing, we need it. You can't live with one. If you live only with fear, you will fall. However, and this is the first thing I'm going to say, what is the balance? Which one? 50-50? 70-30? This is fear. And this is hope. 70-30? 70-30? What do you think? 50-50? I would love to say no. Yes. No. No. They say, as long as you're living, as long as you're living and you're healthy and you have no issues, then you live with the fear. Once you get sick, close to death, fear goes away completely. You only live with the hope. That's how you get the balance. We live in a time where everything around me don't remind me of Allah. Nothing reminds me of Allah except when I come here. True or false? All of us. Right? Who looks at you and say, ittaqillah? And if they say, I get upset. Who is at your work and he says, oh, time for salah, go. Who does that? Or somebody tells you, oh, your hijab is beautiful. Everybody gives you that look. I need to live with fear. unless the fear crippled me when I start getting anxiety. And I hear this. When somebody said to me, I always fear of death. Now when I say, why? He's Ghafoor Rahim. He's given you all everything. He loves you. That's when I bring the Raja. And what is Raja? Hoping in what? What do you hope for? Of course, you're going to tell me Jannah. That's the beginning. Forgiveness. Of course, if I'm going to get to Jannah, of course he forgave me. But what do I hope for? Increase the bar. Go up. Don't tell me Jannah. For those and seeing him. Seeing him. Can you imagine you see Allah? How does he look like? Subhana. How is it going to be? And imagine I'm in Jannah, so he's very happy with me. Because I'm not going to see him if I'm not in Jannah. And he is very happy with me. What is the feeling you have? Think of that. And I'm always going to be hopeful that I did everything I can do, Ya Allah. And I know everything I did is not enough. But you are Rahim. You are merciful. You're going to give it to me. And there's a lot of things. And this is the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't you die. He said, لا يموتن أحدكم. Don't you die unless you have full hope in Allah. So if you go and visit somebody who's dying, nothing comes out of your mind, mouth, other than Allah. You're going to go and see him. You're going to go and meet him. This is how you make people feel. Don't you say, oh, she didn't do this. Don't do that. You're not Allah. Don't be the judge. لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله. You have a great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will end up with two things because we have only 3 minutes left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this hadith. You all know it, but I'm going to actually say this one. They said, which one is better, right? I am hopeful Allah will forgive me, or I am hopeful Allah will reward me. Look at how they think. This is very nice. And one of the real pious people, he said, no, I'm absolutely hopeful he will forgive me. And they said, why? You did amazing. He said, because when I did amazing, maybe at one point I was not very sincere. I don't trust myself, but I trust him that he is all forgiving. Trust Allah, he will forgive me. But I have to have tried and did my best. And it's not easy. And he knows. But he also will help me. And the last hadith I will share with you is, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am, Allah is saying this, as you think of me. What do you think of Allah? He think of you the same. What you think he is all forgiving, he will forgive you. You think he's going to punish you severe, he will punish you. No. And then, إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِ. Memorize this for Ramadan. When you come for Taraweeh, don't talk to anyone. Sit down and memorize this. إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِ. He thinks of me alone, inside. I will think of him, Subhana, alone. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَى. He mentioned my name, talked to people about Allah. ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَىٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ. If you talk about Allah in here, Allah will talk about us in a much better gathering. Much better gathering. And when اقترب إلي شبراً, now, if he start to come to me, right, in a span, I'm going to come to him hand length. In a hand length. And if he comes to me, you all know this hadith, you need to practice it. How do I come to Allah in a span? I give up looking at the social media for 10 minutes. He's going to give me the beauty of salah for an hour. I come to Allah walking. It's very hard for me to read Quran, Ya Allah. But I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do it. And it's so hard for 30 minutes. He's going to give me reading 5 pages with the beauty. That's the meaning of this hadith. You start and you struggle and he'll give you. And in atani yamshi, ataytahu harwala. If he comes to me walking, Allah will come running to you. In which way? You do one thing. He gives you 1,000. Feelings, ease, facilitate. You come, you're late for the masjid. You say, no way I'm going to find a place for Taraweeh. You really struggled. And you come in and you find a place. How did this happen? Because you came to him running. You came to him walking, he came to you running. Live as a bird, my beautiful sisters. Love is your head, and the two wings is fear and love. Fear and hope. We can't live with one of it. We need them both. I would love to go more and more detail, but because of the time, please don't remember what I said. Don't forget what I said. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا.